All righty, time to take a look at the markets on what usually is a Mad Monday. Bob Liebachen of RML Trading joins us. Hello, Bob.
Hey, hello.
Was it less than wild and crazy today?
Well, I always kind of kid people that watching the commodities right now is like having milk cows. A little action in the morning and a little action in the evening. and in between time, not too much.
In between, you're just shoveling stuff, generally.
Yeah. And answering questions or that type of thing. It seems like we get a little action on the overnight and in the early morning trade. And then after that, kind of bebops around, not too much activity. And today was kind of the same thing. We start off higher mixed, and then during the day, it just the soybeans slowly leak lower, and corn held in there pretty good, up 3 to 4. The beans were down about 5, and the wheat market mixed. Minneapolis down a couple, Kansas City down 1, and the Chicago, I think, ended up 2-3 higher.
But that makes soybeans down almost a full 25 cents from Friday's after the market 17 lower, another 6-7 today. Boy, you'll keep doing this. That adds up.
Yeah, it sure does. And I wish I had the silver lining in the clouds to throw out there on the beans. But with that acreage number and the carryout increasing and South America looking good, you know, it looks like unless we get some weather issue, rallies in the soybeans might be limited and kind of tough to come by. So it's right now the soybeans look awfully negative, and they are oversold. So, you know, we could get a rebound here someday, but it's going to be tough, I tell you, on the soybeans.
Now, do you think this will affect the planting intentions or the planting reality of producers here in the weeks to come?
I think what will determine now is the weather. You know, we're at that point now. We're going to start talking about the weather and planning progress and that type of thing. There was a little discussion today about over the weekend into the next day or two is some rain forecast for parts of the Corn Belt. And they were, you know, just saying, well, that might affect some of the early planted corn. Well, it's early, so, you know, that's a key word there. So I think you saw the spread in the corn gain versus the soybeans today. And if something happens that it does stay wet in the Corn Belt areas, yeah, it might help the corn out a little bit, and it'll probably be even more negative beans if that would happen.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, lots of upset in the apple cart for sure after Friday's USDA planning intentions report. So I guess, but it's hard to plant for a market October, November, December, January market in April based on the weather. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed on what's happening and rely on good people like you. Bob, how do producers get a hold of you?
Well, give us a call at 1-800-800-4618 or go to our website, rmltradingllc.com, and give us a note, then we can get back to you. Or if you want to stop by the office, we're in Grand Forks, right off Highway 2 and Gateway Drive, I guess you would call it, and right off I-29, so easy access. But yeah, if we want to set up a appointment or something, give us a call. We can also come out to a group and visit with you.
Excellent. All right, Bob, great to visit with you today. Thank you much, Bob.
All right, bye.
Bye, Bob Liebachen, RML Trading.